Well, little David facing giant Goliath is one of the best known stories in the Hebrew Bible. And there's something about the little guy gaining victory over the big bully that strikes a chord in our human heart, something that resonates with our sense of fairness and right. And indeed, it's a common theme that has taken shape in countless novels and movies throughout the years, from Robin Hood to Star Wars. The story embodies the hope of all people who are facing an overwhelming power or force of evil, telling them that there is a way to overcome and be victorious. And here in this story, in 1 Samuel 17, we see that the bully, the power, is standing against Almighty God and against God's people and against the Word of God. This is one of the best-known stories in the Bible, and yet if we read beyond the clean clinical dispatching of the Philistine giant Goliath, we discover that it is actually quite a violent and bloody story. It's the kind of story that offends our modern sensibilities, because we believe that Christians, by and large, should be non-violent and should work for peace wherever possible. And there's something, if we'd read on, we would have heard about David lopping off, cutting off the head of Goliath and carrying it through the camp as a trophy. And there's something about David lopping off Goliath's head and then dragging it across the battlefield that doesn't sit real well with us, with our rational, compassionate Christianity of the 21st century. But I suppose as we read this story and as we think about giants, we realize that giants come in many forms and in many fashions. And squaring off with a giant doesn't always mean the shedding of blood. We might define a giant for this morning's purposes as any power or any overwhelming force that oppresses or robs of life or destroys human dignity or feeds on injustice. And individually, we all face giants. Individuals may face the giant of discrimination in their workplace, or the giant of prejudice in the community, or the giant of a debilitating or life-threatening illness. And at some point in our lives, many of us or someone we love will face the giant of depression. We collectively face giants. Just think of the disciples with Jesus out in that stormy lake of Galilee. They're in the boat, Jesus is asleep at one end. And they're terrified. The giant that terrified them was the storm at sea that rocked their boats and threatened their lives. And of course, Jesus, they woke him up and Jesus calmed the storm. Because Jesus, as God's Son, as God himself, had power over nature. Well, as a church, we face giants in our culture that seek to defy and work against the cherished principles that we stand for. As I said, giants come in many forms and in many fashions. But how do we confront the giants of life? What resources can we draw on? Well, there's a lot to be learned from this ancient and well-loved story that we've been sharing this morning of David and Goliath. And in spite of his eagerness to show off on the battlefield, David demonstrates some important qualities of leadership in this story. May I suggest to you that the five smooth stones that David gathered from the stream can be symbolic of five spiritual stones that enable us to face the giants of life. I love all the detail in this story. It's well recorded. The weight of the armor. And the fact that the stones were not just any stones, but smooth stones. Well, the first smooth stone we could take to be courage. Because in facing Goliath with courage, David drew on the strengths he had gained and the confidence he had as he remembered how he had attacked the bear and the lion. And to face a giant with courage is to go forth in confidence, acting on our strengths and not trying to compensate for our weaknesses. Courage, someone has once said, is fear that has said its prayers. Courage is fear that has said its prayers. These days, when we go out with the gospel or when we make a stand for biblical values, we do so in a culture that is often apathetic and sometimes hostile. And in so many ways, for us to be the church in this community, in this day, it takes courage. But more important, David's courage also rested on trust in the power of the God of Israel. So our courage should rest in the power of God, whom we call Father. And then the second smooth stone, well, we could take that to be trust. Trust, the second smooth stone for facing a giant in life. Whereas his opponent trusted in javelin, in sword, in spear and armour, and in his shield bearer, today we may say military strength, missiles, nuclear weapons, these kind of things. David trusted in the deliverance of the living God. For David realized that there are resources beyond the technology of kingdoms. And sometimes events which we think must destroy us or destroy those we love are strangely modified by the Holy Spirit, who indwells and rules these things. More and more as we go on with the Christian life, we learn about the absolute power of Spirit over circumstances. Saul trusted in all sorts of armour and equipment, and it weighed David down. He wasn't used to it. And sometimes, as happened with David, God challenges us to consider other ways to do things. And trust helps us to tap into that spirit. So courage and trust. And the third smooth stone of this story could represent hope. Trust in God gives us hope. It gives us hope that there is a way into the future when there seems no way to go. In his book, Your Church Has Real Possibilities, Dr. Robert Schuller tells of listening to a prominent German psychiatrist speak on the topic of depression and how many of his patients had sat under analysis for months without any sign of recovery. And then one day a spark would appear in their flat, dull eyes. It was the spark of the birth of hope, he wrote. It was no mistake, that the subtitle for the film Star Wars was A New Hope. There was a small group facing an overwhelming force, but they had hope. And hope is the force that helps us to face the giants of life and see a way forward when there seems to be none. So courage and trust and hope. And then the fourth smooth stone is truth. For there are all sorts of giants today. Some of them stand in opposition to our Christian values, and they come as a real challenge to our faith. And so as we face them as Christian men and women, we need to know that we are in the right and that truth is on our side. In a week or so, I hope to be standing on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. And Abraham Lincoln once told some visiting ministers that he did not worry whether God was on his side or not. Quote, "For I know that the Lord is always on the side of the right," he said. It was, Lincoln said, "my constant anxiety and prayer that I and this nation should be on the Lord's side." When we are absolutely 100% certain that we are in the right and that truth is on our side, then we are ready to speak truth to power as David did. And then the fifth smooth stone is honour. Bringing honour to God's name, just as we've sung about. As the story tells it, David was incensed at Goliath's mockery of the God of Israel. And David did what he did so that the honour of God's name might be restored. Whatever we do, whatever problem we face, it's imperative that our conduct and response are such that God's name is honoured and not defamed. It's sometimes said that we all live under the one sky, but we all see different horizons. And I wonder what giants might you see on your horizon? And what 5 smooth stones will accompany you as you face that giant down? For with the right approach, giants can be felled. Who would have thought a few decades ago that the giants of communism and the Berlin Wall would be knocked down, or apartheid in South Africa would be defeated? You and I are called to participate in taming giants, in healing and in liberating the world around us and within us. And as we think about the giants of our world, what is required of us is not a passive, inactive posture. No, when facing a giant, what is required is courageous action based on trust in God, with hope that positive change is possible as we speak truth to power and as we seek to bring honour to God's name. Courage, trust, hope, truth, and honour. 5 smooth spiritual stones for facing the giants of life. Let us pray.